Okay, good evening. Welcome to Kitzchuchen Aruch Yomi for the 5th of Kislev. Very exciting. Going through Kislev, getting close to Hanukkah. And we are up to Siman Chaf Gimel, starting a brand new Siman. And we are learning about the halachas of Kriyas Sefer Torah. Very interesting halachas, very important halachas. Like many of the things we learn in Kitzchuchen Aruch, it's going to be quick, to the point. And we're going to cover a lot of ground, but we're going to learn a tremendous amount of new things and be inspired by the Yerushalayim of the author Kitzchuchen Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Sif Aleph, Kishamaitzim, as HaSefer Torah min HaAron HaKodesh. When a person removes the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, and he carries it to the Bima, to where the Sefer Torah is going to be read. Right, you bring the Sefer Torah out from the Aron and we put it on the Bima. Noisin oisai derech tzofen. Very interesting. You should make sure to carry it out towards the north, which means that when a person takes out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh and now turns around, he should go right, which is what everybody does. They go right around the Bima. But now you see it's because you should be going in a northern direction. And when a person puts the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh, you should go towards the south, which means that once again you'll be going to the right when you're facing towards the Aron Kodesh. A person must hold on to the Sefer Torah b'yad yamin, with his right hand. This is very important for people to know. There's an obligation upon every person the Sefer Torah passes must escort the Torah Ad El Hatev until they get to the Bima. Very interesting halacha. One of the members of our live audience crowd over here is a Chashuv Gabbai. And that Gabbai must know this halacha about carrying a Sefer Torah and bringing it back, bring it to the Bima and then taking it back. Interesting halacha. Everybody should know that you're supposed to escort the Sefer Torah. It doesn't say you're literally supposed to be mamish up close to the Sefer Torah necessarily, but you should be moving along with the Sefer Torah. I, at the very least, even if I cannot get to the Sefer Torah, I do make sure to take a number of steps forward to show that I'm trying to do something to escort the Sefer Torah. Sif Beis. A person who is getting an aliyah by Kriyas HaTorah, should put on a talis, and should make sure to take the shortest possible path to be able to get to the Bima. And when he comes away from the Bima, he should take the longest possible path in order to get back to his seat. But if both directions, to get to the Bima, whether you're going from one side to the other side, are equal, so then, in that case, a person should go towards his right in order to get to the Aron Kodesh, and then come back on the other side. It's the minhag to wait by the bima until the person after you, the next aliyah, says his final bracha by his aliyah, and to go down between the person after you and the next person. So again, what we're saying here is that when a person gets an aliyah, you should not leave the bima right away. What you should be doing is that you get your aliyah, and then you wait until the person after you got his aliyah, and he finishes his aliyah, and then you could leave at that point. Obviously, the purpose of this is to show how difficult it is for you to leave the Sefer Torah. You don't want to leave, but when you leave and you delay your departure. And also, of course, you have the halacha that a person should take the shortest path to get there and the longest path to come back for a similar reason. Sif Gimel, Poyseach as a Sefer Torah. When a person gets an aliyah, he opens up the Sefer Torah, and he looks at the place where he is going to be laying, or he's going to be getting his aliyah from in the Torah. And he should keep it open at that place, with his two hands on the handles of the Sefer Torah, meaning you should be using both of your hands. Don't let the Baal Keri hold on to the Sefer Torah. You, who are given the Aliyah, should hold both sides of the Sefer Torah, both handles of the Sefer Torah. And then he closes his eyes and he makes a bracha, just parenthetically. Why is he closing his eyes? Because there is a concern that people might think that the writing of the bracha is actually written inside the Sefer Torah. So he closes his eyes and then he says, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Am Mevorach. Bless the Hashem, the Blessed One. The Yesh Lo Yilemer B'Koyel. You should say it out loud, very loudly. Kedei Sheyishmu Kol HaKol, so that everyone should hear him make his Baruch Hu. And this is a big concern, especially when it comes to either very, very older people or very, very young people who are getting aliyahs. They go very quiet. And everyone responds, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Leilamvod, Bless Hashem, the Blessed One, for all eternity. But if the congregation did not hear his Baruch Hu, as Hamavarech, the one who said Baruch Hu, Af Al Pisha Shamu Shashliach Tzibur Oina, even though they heard the Baal Kireh respond, of course he responded because he was sitting right, standing right next to the person getting the Aliyah, but everyone else couldn't hear. So Lo Yani Imai, nobody should respond unless they themselves heard the Baruch Hu. But if they only heard the Chazan responding, they didn't hear the Baruch Hu, they should not be responding. Eller, rather, what they should do is La'achar Shasiyam Shliach Tzibur, after the Shliach Tzibur responded by saying Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch, Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vod, Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vod, when the Baal Kireh responds to the Oila, so then they Oinen Acher of Amen, they should respond to Amen to the Baal Kireh. It's a very important halacha. Again, people don't know this, that if you cannot hear the person getting an aliyah, and you do hear the Baal Kireh, so you should respond to Amen to what the Baal Kireh says. After people respond to the Oilas Baruch Hu by saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Vod, so then the person getting aliyah will also say Baruch Hashem Baruch, and the way the Kitzur has it is that he says it after the people respond. Not doesn't sound like with them. He says it after them. Ayin le'el simen tes vav tif ches. U'mevarech ha-barucha asher baruch rabbanu. And at that point, he makes his Birchas HaTorah, the first Birchas HaTorah on the Torah. But in HaKal Omen, and the Tzibur answers Amen. U'mesalek as yadi ha-smolis. And at that point, the person getting the Aliyah removes his left hand from the Torah. V'oiches as a Sefer Torah b'shas ha-kriya rakbi. Meaning he only holds on to the Sefer Torah now with his right hand. And it sounds like the Baal Kireh holds onto the other side of the Sefer Torah with his hand. And now the person who is the Baal Kireh, he reads aloud. And the person getting the Aliyah, some people don't know this, the person who's getting the Aliyah should say it along with him, but very, very, very quietly, so as not to interrupt. The Baal Kireh was once laning, and the person getting the Aliyah was extremely loud, and it's very, very difficult to lane if the person who's getting the Aliyah is so loud. The Ein HaKireh Rishai Likreis, and the person who is laning cannot start laning Ad Sheyichlo Omen V'Hiyat Tzibur until the Tzibur has said Omen to the Berachas HaTorah, and only afterwards can the person who is the Baal Kireh start laning. B'chol HaKol Yechavnu Daitam, and the entire congregation should concentrate L'Shmaya Heitav Kriyas HaTorah, to listen to Kriyas HaTorah properly. Everyone should be listening. La'achir HaKriya, and after the laning, Chayzer Ha'ilav O'ichazegam B'smelis, and then once again, the person who gets the Aliyah holds on to the Torah with both hands on both handles. Ve'gaylelai, he rolls it closed this time. Mevarech Baruch HaKrein, and he makes the final Baruch. So again, just to summarize, a person who gets the Aliyah, he holds on to the Sefer Torah, he looks at the spot. Now, the Kitzur does not have him closing it up. He should leave it open, but keep his eyes closed. Of course, there's a very famous minhag that people do make sure to close it up. But there is a concern. If you're going to close it up and force it to be reopened back up and to find the place, it's going to cause a terech litzibur. I do close the Sefer Torah, and I do help the Baal Kireh find the place together so he doesn't have to go looking for it because he might not know where it is. And you should be holding the Sefer Torah with both of your hands, not just one hand. And not just holding onto the Italis with one hand and the Sefer Torah with the other hand. No, you should be holding out both hands. You say the brachas, you make sure you respond with the brachas, and then you continue, make all the brachas atayrah, etc. And make sure to say it along with the Baal Kireh. Sif Dalet, also it is also lechas as a Sefer Torah ba'asmei aram, to take hold of the Sefer Torah, meaning the actual parchment of the Sefer Torah with bare hands. You're not allowed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah, as people know. Al yichazei al yedei talis. If you have to hold on to the parchment of the Sefer Torah, you do that by holding a talis. This very much happens when they're doing glila and they're wrapping up the Sefer Torah and it gets a little lower. So you can't pull it up. You have to pull it up by holding a talis in between your hands and then pulling at the parchment to lift it up. Or a person can adjust the parchment by holding on to the handles. Some people are very strict. That even when they're holding on to the handles, they don't touch the handles with their bare hands, but rather by means of the talis. My dearest friend, Rabbi Milstein, when he gets an aliyah by the Sefer Torah, he does not touch the Atzei Chaim. He does not touch the handles of the Sefer Torah. When he gets an aliyah, he holds on to the handles with his talis. That is not my minig, but that is the minig. And as you see over here, the Kitzchak Aruch brings such a minig. Sif, hey, ha'ayla, the person getting the aliyah, v'gam ha'kayra, and also the person who's the bal kayra, tzrichin lama, they must stay standing the entire time. Ba'afilu rak lismech al shum davaras, they can't even be leaning over, they must be standing. Mishum tzrichin lama ba'ima, because when a person is in front of the Sefer Torah, you have to stand in fear with awe. Just as the Torah was given in an awesome manner, in a fearful manner, all the thunder and lightning. So now, when we're learning the Torah and we're having Kriyas Torah, you have to be filled with awe. A person is weak, whether he is not feeling well, or he's an older person, or for whatever reason, a person finds himself to be weak. The person can lean a little bit. But it should try to minimize the amount of leaning, the amount of support that he is putting on, whether it's the bima or any other thing. When the person getting the aliyah, you know, going back a little bit, the person who gets the aliyah says baruch hu, that kal oimrim baruch Hashem ham baruch le'olam, and they respond baruch Hashem baruch le'olam void. Tzrichin kol tzibur lama, the entire tzibur. Here, this guy, the whole tzibur must be standing when they say Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Void. Avos Shosho Omer HaBaruch Asher Baruch Abonu. But when he then continues to the next part, we say Asher Baruch Abonu, V'chein B'Shas Zekri, and also during leaning, U'B'Shas Baruch Akrin, and also during the final bracha, when he finishes his aliyah, Ein Chiyuv Sheyamdu HaKol, there is no obligation for everyone to stand. Ella, don't run away before we finish this sif. Ella, I'm a doctor of mitzvahs. But those who are very careful about mitzvahs, machmir malatz, they're strict about themselves. But I'm to make sure to stay standing the entire time. And it's proper to do so. Avol ben gavra le gavra, but between one person's liya and the next person's liya, in the achmer klal, there's no reason to be strict over there. A person can certainly sit down between two aliyas, but a person wants to be machmir on themselves. It's appropriate. A person should be standing for the entire aliyah. And as long as the Torah is being laid, doesn't have to. He only has to stand by Baruch and Baruch Hashem Baruch Le'olam Va'ed. Sif Zayin. In my Kaira Ba'atzmai, who Oyla L'Torah? If the person who is the Baal Kaira is also getting an Aliyah, This is a Talmud of mine just called me to ask him about this question. It's necessary that another person stand near the person who is leaning, because now it's just the person leaning and he is also the Baal Kayin. So we need another person to stand next to him. But just the Torah was given through an intermediary. What do you mean the Torah was given through an intermediary? Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Vashalem. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to us from Hashem Yisbarach. Kach anu tzrichin linoig ba. So we have to conduct ourselves while reading it. Al yidei sarser, through an intermediary. What does that mean? So note 22, it's explained. The reader who is leaning the Torah represents Hashem as if Kiviyachal giving the Torah. And the person standing next to him represents Moshe Rabbeinu, who is intermediary for the rest of the tzibur. When a person other than the reader is the oila, that person represents Moshe, right? So the person other than the reader, yeah. So the person getting the aliyah is the representative of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the person who is leaning is Kiviyachal, the representative of the Eivishter. He says, then see, however, Mishnah Berurah suggests that the common custom is for three people to be standing at the Torah while it's being read. The Gabbai who calls upon those who are to make the blessings has authority. Thus, he represents the giver of the Torah, Hashem. The reader, the Baal Kairei, represents Moshe, who is Hashem's intermediary. And the Oila, person getting the Aliyah, reciting the blessings, it represents the Jewish people who received the Torah. Thus, when the reader is the Oila, two people should stand alongside him. So again, there seems to be a little bit of a machlekes between the kitzur. The kitzur assumes that there only needs to be two people there. There is the person getting the aliyah, and then there is the Baal Kari. The person getting the aliyah would be on the right side, and the Baal Kari would be on the left side. The Baal Kari represents, as explained over here, he would represent Kiviyachal Hashem, and the person getting the aliyah represents Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to have three people. There is the Gabbai, there is the Baal Kari, and there is the person getting the aliyah, and you always have to have a minimum of three people. Generally speaking, there are at least four people usually around the bima, and perhaps more than that. Sif Ches. Once the reader has begun to read from the Sefer Torah, the Baal Kari started leaning. Also, l'chol ha'kohol l'daber, then nobody in the shul is allowed to talk during leaning. I feel a bit very tired, even if he comes up with a geshmak or Torah, you cannot talk about filu being gavra le gavra. You're allowed to sit between two people getting aliyahs, but you're not allowed to schmooze around in between two different aliyahs. But also, lotzes and bezak nesses, also scary point. You're not allowed to leave the shul b'shasha karim b'tera during the time of leaning. You're not allowed to leave the shul at all. Avo being gavra le gavra, but between two people getting an aliyah, Shah Sefer Tayyar Migulelis, when the Sefer Tayyar is rolled closed, Yachalotis Latzar Kadal, if a person has a great need, so then he could leave the shul if he has to go to the bathroom, etc. But during Kriyas Atayyar, while he's actually learning the words and the Sefer Tayyar sounds like it's still open, you're not allowed to leave the base medrash. Okay, before we continue, I just want to say something quickly. I was once by a Torah Masorah convention, and I go in a gadol. You have Aaron Feldman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Ner Yisrael, Shlita, was speaking. And one of the things he spoke about, he was talking about inculcating our children and ourselves with Kavod HaTorah. He said it bothers him so much that when they're leaning in shul, that people have their backs to the Sefer Torah. He says you are not allowed to have your back to the Sefer Torah. You have to be facing the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is out. And I'm very careful about this, but another, to always be facing the Sefer Torah so long as it's out. In fact, the person who sits behind me, guy so used to be turning around that he turns around his shtender so I can put a chumash on the shtender so I can face the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah. Not to have the back, and that'll imbue ourselves with Kavod HaTorah. Fifth test, kishyesh kayin beveis haknesses. When there's a kayin in shul, tzirin likros oisai tchila. They have to call him up to the Torah first, obviously. Ba'afilu imu amar, and even if he's an unlearned kayin, elishum adam kasher, but he is a firm person, upstanding person, who kaidem, he comes first, afilu tamachacham, even though a tamachacham, usually we give greater honor than to a kayin, even if it's a kayin, okay, but we have to give the aliyah to the kayin first. It's based on a pasuk. Afilu makayin writes a limchal, and even if the kayin says, "Who am I? I'm not worthy." Give it to that talmid chacham, that big tzaddik who's in shul. Loy mahani, we don't listen to his waiver. He must get the first aliyah. Ve'acher kach hakayin kayin Levi, and afterwards acher hakayin kayin Levi. After the kayin, the person who gets Levi is then next. Ve'ein sham Levi, but if there's no Levi in shul, kayin is a kayin asher ola. So then the kayin who got the first aliyah will now be called again bim kayin in the Levi's place. Ve'omrim, and the gabbai who's in the live audience should also listen. Ve'omrim bim kayin Levi, and he will say that the kayin is being called up in the place of a Levi. And what about if there's no kayin? And the aim kayin basic nesef, if there's no kayin there, kayin bim kayin Levi or Yisrael, you can call the Levi Yisrael. The yesh likros. In such a situation, a person should call upon and say, "Yesh gadol b'Torah." The bigger talmid chacham, I don't see anybody ever doing this. I'm very surprised by this. Nobody ever does this for some reason. Shenim sasham, you should find the biggest talmid chacham in the shul. I always tell people you should call my brother for an aliyah. Yeah, the biggest talmid chacham in the shul, just giving an aliyah to a Levi or Yisrael. Find the biggest talmid chacham. And they should announce him. Ain kan kayin Levi bim kayin kayin. They should say if there's no kayin, so then Levi is in the place of the kayin. Yisrael bim kayin kayin, or Yisrael in his place. So then, and make sure that people don't know that this person is not a kayin. Vim kari Yisrael bim kayin kayin. And if they call the Yisrael in the kayin's place, ein kayin acher of Levi, then you cannot call a Levi after Yisrael, because again, it's going to cause questions about the Levi's yichus. So you don't call a Levi after Yisrael. So if you are going to choose to do Yisrael in place of a kayin, so you should not call a Levi now for Shani. This does happen. If you have an environment, a settlement, where all the people are either Kahanim or Levim, you should go ask your local Orthodox rabbi how they should conduct themselves. That's a good Kizra Chanarch does not want to be our local Orthodox rabbi in this case. Very famously, there's an island off the coast of Tunisia called Djerba. Djerba was known as the island of Kahanim. And it's a tremendous amount of kahanim that in the place. The story goes that after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, or even before the Chorban by Yesheni, these were kahanim who escaped and ran away from the Beis HaMikdash, and they all settled on the island of Djerba. Until this day, the Jews of Djerba, which have a unique minhagim, but it is packed with kahanim. So if you want to have a good trivia, if you ever meet a Jew from Djerba, make sure to ask him if he's a kohen. Everyone should have bracha v'atzlacha.